Australian shares have closed weaker for a third straight session. The ASX 200 down around 22 points to 5,672. And this follows some weakness in Wall Street overnight, really coming down to some continuing trade concerns between the US and China, and of course some slowing global growth concerns as well. That has seen quite a fall for the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, down 3%. That has stemmed through to the Asian market. Most Asian bourses down around that 1% mark. So the Aussie market has actually done pretty well, all things considered. There was quite an improvement for the big four banks, led by the NAB, up 1.3%, and the miners as well. BHP, Rio and Fortescue all high, between 0.5% and 1% late in the day. So those improvements definitely helped lift the broader market off its lows for the session. Some of the weaker sectors coming through from the tech stocks. We did see Afterpay down nearly 5%, Altium down around 10%. Healthcare stocks as well, another weight for the market. CSL down around 3.5%, and that was the largest individual weight on the Aussie market. On the company front, A2 Milk, the dairy infant formula maker, down around 1.2% after being higher by around 5% at its best levels of the day. Came out with a trading update at its AGM today. Revenue up around 41% and net profit up 65% for the 4 months to October. This compares to the same time last year. Fletcher Building, one of the worst performers on the ASX 200, down close to 11%. It announced it's downgraded its half-year guidance for its earnings, down around 10% on the prior year, due partly to challenging conditions in the Australian housing market. Fletcher Building is a building products maker. The RBA has also come out today with its minutes for the recent November meeting. Nothing earth-shattering with its minutes. It's still relatively upbeat on the Aussie economy, expecting inflation and wages to grow gradually. Also, interest rates will likely remain on hold, but the next move likely to be up. The Aussie dollar currently by 72.75 US cents.